Good evening, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of A Bite from Adam's Apple.
Or morning. It could be morning where they are.
Or don't, afternoon.
Don't ruin my intro.
Anyway, I'm Jack.
They could also be on the International Space Station, where time has no bounds.
But actually, it does.
I'm Garrett.
I'm Cade.
And I'm Andrew.
And this is the A Bite from Adam's Apple podcast.
Episode 7.
Yes.
This week, we watched a movie called The Lesser Evil.
And that was fun.
It was not the lesser of the evils.
Well, let's get through a plot.
The movie itself was the greatest evil of all.
Okay, let's go through with a plot or with a plot summary. Anybody want to give it a shot?
Whew, I'm not sure I followed the entire movie.
All right, there's four characters.
Okay, shut up. You were asleep for most of it.
No, that's not true. I was awake
for there was four characters, but there was two different timelines. Okay. Because I kept going back and forth between the present day and the past, where in the past, they murdered someone by accident? I mean, they were planning on scaring someone with a gun, and then when they saw that the person in the car also had a gun, they shot him.
They were being bullied by a group of high school people.
Jocks.
Yes. You could tell because they were wearing vests.
Letterman
jackets, yeah.
The letter was F, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was probably like
Friedman University. High School.
Yeah, that was probably the high school they went to.
I know it was.
You know for a fact.
Yeah, I watched the prequel to this.
Mm. Oh, what was the prequel? Was it The Greater Evil?
The Greater Good.
What were we talking about? The people. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the four people's names were Frankie the Fly.
Dewey.
Leonard. Dewey.
Lloyd.
None of these are correct. So you have these four guys named Frank, George, it's not Dewey.
Dewey.
Derek.
Derek, thank you. Frank, George, Derek,
and Yvonne.
And Ivan. And when they were kids, and the movie, every once in a while, it'll flash back between the future, 22 years in the future, and the past.
22 years?
It was 22 years. It said it 22 years ago.
I thought it was 20.
Nope.
Whatever.
So, 22 years ago, it kind of slowly, throughout the movie, with the flashbacks, you slowly progress through the storyline of them murdering this guy, taking him out to the woods, and basically trying to hide the body. They find out that the guy that they had just killed on accident had a lot of money, $500,000. Half a million, which is $500,000.
That is true. Mm. Those are
you equal. Should believe it, though, because it's true.
I do believe it.
That's good. So that's kind of your past storyline. And in the present, they've all met back up because finally one of them, the gun that they had used was found, which was owned by
Derek.
And
George was actually the one that killed the guy, though. Yeah,
and he's accused now. And so they have this big argument. And then George is over panics in the situation and brings a tape recorder, which makes everybody not trust him. It ends up to where George points a gun at the other three, then they catch him, they tie him up, and then they're about to kill George when Ivan, the priest, kind of the guy who's like, let's not kill people, let's just turn ourselves in the whole movie, ends up actually going in, and it looks like he's killed George, and it turns out he had actually killed Derek, and there's your spoiler for the whole movie.
Yep.
But, I mean, you have a few different plot twists. Like, you find out that Frank had actually taken the entire $500,000 for himself. And a lot of the movie revolved around conflicts that they find out about what happened in the past.
Yep.
So that's kind of a decent... I would say that's a decent plot summary-ish.
But who cares? Because all we care about is our homeboy,
Adam Scott.
Oh, Adam... Oh, I didn't know we were saying that.
Let's try. Go on to... Adam Scott.
We got to two.
Okay. Let's go. Should we go in can four?
Let's go to a good ten.
A good ten. Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Adam Scott.
You didn't get to 10.
No, see, it's like
now
we've
got to start over.
It's like in you know, when they're about to go on live TV, they go 3, 2.
No, they do that in live TV to make sure that they don't.
I'm sorry, to make sure they don't catch the one at the end. An Anchorman too, right?
But we're also counting off on the program that we're like. It's not like between commercial breaks where the audience is not hearing this part; they're hearing the counting. So at that point, you might as well say the one.
That's true.
Well, anyway,
should we just try again?
Let's go on like seven.
Seven sounds good.
How about two?
Okay, so after we say seven,
let's do seven.
Seven.
After we say seven.
Let's average all of what we want. So like,
7 and 2, which is about 3.5. Let's do
that's
3.5.
4.5, right?
Oh, yeah.
Should we go up to 3? Wait, hold on. Should we go up to 3.5 by halves?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Except that. So, oh, by halves? Okay. Yeah. So 7.
Yes.
Okay.
1.5.
1.
1.5. 2.
2.5.
3.
3.5, Adam Scott!
That worked. Alright, so the next thing we're going to talk about is our favorite part of Adam Scott's performance in this movie.
Wait, who? Whose performance?
Oh, do we have to count down again?
No.
Okay.
So, one.
No.
Two.
Okay.
Wait, guys, we counted up, not down.
So, let's start with Andrew. What was your favorite part of Adam Scott's performance today?
His butt.
Oh, true.
Was that his butt?
No, I thought it was Derek's butt. It was Derek's.
It was Derek's butt.
Yeah.
It was a silly face that he made after we saw Derek's
when
butt.
When he, okay. like, blew out snot on the wall.
That's mine. Yeah. And then that's my favorite part of his performance.
That was your favorite part?
we should say, first of all, he played the younger version of George.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the one who actually shot and killed the guy in the car. And he played a somewhat convincing, oh no, I just shot someone guy.
Was this, do you think this was his most major role so far? Do you think it was bigger than Tobin or whatever?
In Payback?
I think it was his biggest.
Because this was a movie, right? Not just a TV movie?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah. I think, something?
Yeah. I mean, this wasn't that huge.
Well, I mean, nothing.
Nothing he's been in so far has been that huge, but this is probably the biggest thing he's been in so far that he's had a major role in. But
yeah. Wait, did we all say our favorite parts?
No, actually, I think Andrew was the only one to say one.
Wow, yeah, well, I said going. Mine, and it turned out to be the same as Gart's.
Oh, your snot was your favorite?
Sure.
Okay.
I liked whenever they did the little charade gag, and he was trying to figure out what movies they were going to see, and Derek did the one that was very obviously Jaws, and then he turns to Adam Scott, and Adam Scott makes a bunch of, like...
Oh, Crazy Hands.
Yeah. What was the movie they were actually going to see?
Crazy Hands is what they ended... That's what they called it. They didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah. He just kind of, like, put his hands up to his face and made little...
I'm going off the rails on the crazy hands.
Okay. So, my favorite part of Adam Scott's performance today was probably they're messing around with the gun when Derek pulls it out, and Derek actually shoots at Adam, and he has to, like, jump behind a car, like an old wrecked
couch.
There was a couch.
That's right.
Car, couch.
I mean, they're the same
thing. He didn't shoot at him, did he? He just, like, kind of pointed it at him?
No, he shot. He shot.
He wasn't trying to shoot at him.
He wasn't attempting to shoot at him, but he shot over his head.
Wow.
I mean, I thought that was pretty cool.
What an inconsiderate jerk.
Yeah.
They weren't the smartest teenagers.
Well, they
ever.
Were drunk, I mean.
That's true.
They were also drunk.
And high.
Okay.
Were they?
So.
They weren't high yet.
Time to get to our.
They were low.
Daily, weekly segment of Adam Scott's Timeline Pod Theory.
Sure.
The Adam Scott Timeline Pod this'll, Theory
this'll
Universe.
Be universe.
Yes. This'll Podline.
Be Timeline
theory. Podline
used a timeline.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, I have a theory.
Shoot like Derek.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Alright, so somehow the dog from the end of Dinner and Driving.
The dog. Oh, yeah.
Got transported into the Star Trek universe. And all of the different genes in this dog. were split apart. It created clones, kind of semi-clones of this dog to create the dogs that were hunting.
What if one of the dogs was just like one of the
and
dogs from Dinner and Driving?
Perpetuates Adam Scott. How?
Do you know how genetics works?
Okay, here's the major problem we're facing with this movie. Since, right now, our current theory kind of banks off of the fact that Adam Scott was demonically possessed in Hellraiser 4. And in this movie, he ages, which is not something that is going to do in probably most other movies that we see.
Wait, hold on. What if...
What?
Old George wasn't actually young George?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, what if...
I mean, they were different actors, so...
But what if...
Same character.
What if the young George that was played by Adam Scott in this film grew up to be a completely different person, knew about this meeting...
He was murdered by the new George, and somehow he figured out everything about his past and took all of his memories and impersonated him for the rest of his life. What? So that he really... What? Wait.
So that basically Adam Scott is not the same George.
But that would mean he's like dead or hiding somewhere.
Adam Scott is not the same George that is the George.
That is the old George. I think that works.
Alternatively, he could have aged, died, but given his brain, you know, one of those companies that'll hold onto your brain until the future comes around. And the future was Star Trek, and they recreated his body. And then he ended up time traveling with the Star Trek crew and ended up back in the past as his self again.
I like it. I like it. I think that's what we're going to go with. Okay. So basically, after he aged, he died, but he came back. And
they stored his brain in a warehouse.
Yep.
Full of brains. The warehouse of brains.
Yeah.
This movie.
All right, folks, it's time for our question.
Wait, still folks. It's please still folks. Stop. We did this two podcasts ago. It's folks, and we looked it up afterwards.
It was way more than two, but
I
whatever.
Said folks.
What?
I kind of said it, right?
No, you didn't.
Was it two, okay. I guess?
It was like two or three.
You definitely said folks.
Oh, question for Adam.
You still hanging out with your murdering buddies from this movie?
From The Lesser Evil. That's a good question. I hope you'll answer, Adam.
Was it stressful pushing the car off of that cliff?
Did he do that?
Well, no, I'm saying like on the set.
Oh yeah,
he didn't. No, he didn't.
Was that your entire budget?
What? I'm not saying was it stressful for him. I'm saying was it stressful
for the people
on
who...
the set, because they could have only done that once.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two questions for Adam today.
That's strictly disallowed. So this podcast is disqualified.
Sure.
Cool.
Yep.
All right, I think this is everybody's favorite part, which is probably nobody's favorite part, and that would be ranking the movies that we've seen so far.
Ooh.
Do you have the spreadsheet list?
I haven't updated it since.
How about let's do you recommend this movie, and I'll pull up the spreadsheet while...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Alright. Do you recommend this movie?
I would not, actually. It was not a favorite.
You know what the problem with this movie was? I think the storyline was pretty cool.
Mm.
But it was boring.
Yes. The neat idea, flawed execution.
The acting was okay. I would say that was probably mediocre.
Mm.
Adam Scott was brilliant, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when is he not?
Yes, it's a given that he's brilliant in every single role that he's ever done.
But, yeah, I kind of agree. I think that it's like, they could have made it... I mean, I liked the plot twist. That was cool. And
especially, I liked the very final scene where he's in the car with the tape and the check and stuff. That's cool. And when they revealed that Peter was still alive.
Nope, not Peter.
Peter?
Not
Peter.
George.
George. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really helped our podline theory.
Jack, did you say that you would recommend this or not? Or
nah. I'd say nah.
Is it my turn?
I would say yeah.
I would recommend this movie. I actually, if you're not a fan of profanity, this is probably not the movie for you, because there are quite a few words that...
Quite a few profans.
Profans, yeah. The profans are abundant. But I really thought that it started very slow. It did start very slow. But if you stuck with it, I mean, you had to kind of reach for the storyline a little bit. But once you caught the storyline, it was pretty good. And I really liked the ending a lot.
Grabbed it.
Like, by the end, I was so enticed in the movie that when Cade, like, asked if I was using a blanket, I didn't even answer because I was so angry. It's a true story.
Okay, so I have the spreadsheet pulled up. The problem is, I do not remember where I put dinner and driving on this list.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess I put it after Frankie the Fly. So let me think about where to put.
I already have my list, I think. So
I think I'm going to go. Okay. Hellraiser. Mm-hmm. As my least favorite movie.
Least greatest as always.
Hellraiser, The Lesser Evil, Frankie the Fly, Dinner and Driving, Girl, and then Payback.
I think you don't remember how awful some of these movies were.
Maybe not, but...
Alright, so that's Cade's list. Cade,
can you fathom how high the Eiffel Tower is? You picture a very tall horse?
You need to get off your high
horse.
Alright, Andrew, what's your list?
I'll go with this is probably going to be completely different from last week. Alright. Hellraiser, Star Trek, Frankie the Fly.
Star Trek.
What was Dinner and Driving? The Lesser Evil, Girl, Payback.
Okay.
There you go, Jack.
I remember where I put Dinner and Driving. So mine was Hellraiser, Frankie the Fly, Dinner and Driving, Girl, The Lesser Evil, Star Trek, Payback.
That's a reasonable list.
All
right. I respect that.
Thanks.
That's irreasonable.
So, it's time for my list. So, at my least favorite, we still have Frankie the Fly. He's going to be tough to beat out. Then my second least favorite is Dinner and Driving. I didn't really enjoy that one. Then after that is Girl. After that is Hellraiser.
How is Hellraiser this time?
I liked Hellraiser. I thought it was fun. After Hellraiser is going to be our new movie, The Lesser Evil. Star Trek, and my favorite movie that we've watched so far is Payback, which I think we all agree on.
Yeah.
Payback being the best movie that we've watched so far. Which is the TV movie, isn't it? That's the one TV movie that we've watched.
TV seems to sometimes
be better than real movies. Well, here we go. We've finished that section of the podcast.
Do we have any other segments?
I don't think we have any other segments in our podcast.
I think we have.
We could, of course, the Adam Scott communism section.
Oh, yes. We learned in this movie that Adam Scott is indeed a communist, confirming our theories and suspicions, as stated in earlier episodes.
Wait, we had theories?
Yeah.
If you didn't catch them, you should go back and listen to all of them again.
They're all very
similar. And leave a review on iTunes.
Hey, open your listening holes. you should share this podcast with people in your
vicinity.
Immediate area.
Yeah, in your vicinity.
And your non-immediate area.
Yeah.
And your not-vicinity.
If you're pregnant, swallow your listening device and give it to your child.
Is that
how it works?
It just goes straight.
If you take
a bite from Adam's apple, and then swallow it.
Babies are like inside stomachs.
Yes.
Right.
Welcome to the anatomy podcast.
But seriously though, you should like
you could help us
go
out
around town and just like. Go into a store and scream out a bite from Adam's
apple. You could just send an e-card.
That truly would be the greatest good.
The prequel?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I really like emails.
The emails are
e-cards.
Pretty cool. I mean, they're pretty underrated.
Yeah. You need to send an e-card to five people that you kind
of
like.
I want to receive one of those... e-cards where you put somebody's face on like a dancing elf and it's awful.
Can we
four of our faces in Adam Scott.
Can we make an Adam Scott or a bite from Adam's apple e-card that we allow people to send that template?
Or we could get like one of those holographic cards that like you turn it.
Oh god.
What about one of those music cards? That we have the entire podcast recorded on the card.
A video game, like, of us?
A Bite from Adam's Apple video game being released later this year. There's not much more left of this year, so be looking out for it.
Thanks for watching. Except you didn't really watch, never mind.
Listening.
Thanks
more
for
like.
Listening, yeah.
Thanks
some would
for
say.
Opening
some would say
those ear holes.
It's time for you to close your ear holes as we close out this podcast. Yep.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure
Wait,
to...
hold on, Kate. They already closed their ear holes.
They can't hear us now. You?
Hey!
Jeez.
Hey, you! Open them again!
What are we going to do?
Thank you for joining us, and we hope you join us again next week on yet another episode of A Bite from Adam's Apple. Bye.
Adios!
Hasta luego.
Amigo.